Welcome back. Hour number three, live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill, 104.5 The Zone, broadcasting here until 1 p.m. today. We'll be out here tomorrow as well. Lucas Panzeca, he's making things happen back in the studio. Buck Rising here with you. A lot of people filing in for lunch at Scoreboard, rightfully so. Smells fantastic in here. I saw some plates of hot chicken coming out. Their barbecue is unmatched. Scoreboard Bar and Grill, also a great place to watch the football games this weekend. Titans and Bengals leading things off at 3:30 Central Time on Saturday. You want to jump in on the conversation? You can do that. 615-737-1045. That's the number. Steve Lehman of News Channel 5 is going to be here in just a little bit, and we'll talk about that. And I have a pair of Titans and Bengals tickets for you to win at 12:15 today. I'm going to tell you how to do that here in just a little bit. So make sure you're listening up until 12, or at least up until 12:15. We'd appreciate if you listen throughout the course of the day for all the Zone shows. But I got tickets for you at 12:15. The thing that we've been talking about all day long is how Joe Burrow is going to attack this Titans defense at this point. And we've gone through the matchups at great length. We've talked about Derrick Henry, and you've heard from him, given the fact that he spoke to the media yesterday for the first time since October 28th. And When we spoke to Derek yesterday, the conversation was all about, all right, how have you managed to get through this recovery and rehabilitation process? Derek Henry, who is such a, I mean, we think of him as indestructible. We really do. And so for him to be lost for basically 12 weeks of the NFL calendar is crazy to think about. But when we spoke to Derek Henry yesterday, Ben Arthur of the Tennessean asked the first question about, you know, what got him through this rehabilitation process. And this was Derrick Henry at the podium meeting with Titans media for the first time in the better part of 2 months yesterday.
No, I love football. I mean, it's all I've done since I was 5 years old, and, you know, it's what I fell in love with. And, you know, it's the first time something like this has happened. And, you know, just adversity, and you just got to overcome it. And thankful for the trainers. My girlfriend, who was driving me here 5 weeks straight when I couldn't drive, and you know, everybody that, you know, supported me, Titans fans wrote get well letters. I definitely appreciate that, and just having faith in the man above, and just continue to rehab, continue to get healthy, and being able to have this opportunity right here.
That's Derrick Henry meeting with the media yesterday, talking about what's gotten him through his rehabilitation process. Funny thinking about Derrick Henry's girlfriend driving him to practice, driving him to the facility for rehab for five straight weeks because he couldn't drive himself. But, like, to think about things with Derrick Henry, he's kind of a superhuman. You don't think that Derrick Henry is ever going to be, you know, fallible, especially much less to get hurt on a field of play, because we've just not seen it happen that way before. And, frankly, I think it's the first time in his career he's had season-ending injuries before in college. I think he was a true freshman when he broke his leg, but at that point he was behind several other talented Alabama running backs on the roster in college. This is the first time where it's felt like this for Derek, where he has, you know, been on track to repeating as a 2,000-yard rusher. He finished an 17-week, or rather 18-week, regular season schedule, sixth in the NFL in rushing when he had not played a game since October 31st because of the pace that he was on. He's on a contender, and then all of a sudden his season, his regular season, is over. 8 weeks in, and he has to sit back and watch the Tennessee Titans advance to the number one seed. Now, it's great for the Titans that they were able to do that without Derrick Henry. In fact, it's a tribute to the coaching staff and the players that they brought in that they were able to sustain the loss of their best player. But for Derrick Henry, I mean, I have no idea what he's going to look like out there on Saturday. I've seen him at practice. We've all seen the videos coming out on social media that we take and we tweet out and put out on Instagram, things like that, for you to look at of Derrick Henry at practice. And in fairness, it's only the first 20 minutes because that's all that's open to the media. But when I think about Derrick Henry being legitimately motivated to overcome adversity for the first time in his career, when he's always been bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic, more physically overwhelming than anybody he's been on a football field with, even at in the pros, even at the professional level. I think about that and think that Cincinnati may be in for a bit of a ride come Saturday afternoon at Nissan Stadium. 615-737-1045. You can jump in on the conversation live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. We got Carl, who's in Hillsboro, who wants to weigh in on this Bengals defense. What's up, Carl?
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Going well.
So here's my question for you, and you'll know this way more than I will. So Trey Hendrickson just got released from concussion protocol, so he's going to be able to play on Saturday. So here's my question to you. Now, he's a fine football player from the stats I looked at just a minute ago on my phone. But here's my question. We have faced how many stellar defensive ends this season? So, and he, yes, he's a good player. You have to count for him. But it's not like we haven't seen these type of guys all season.
Sure.
You know? So my question is, like, yes, it stinks that he's there. But honestly, you know, what? So what? We'll just do what we do. Plus, the last time we faced a stellar defensive end, we had our second-round pick jump in at the very last second to play left tackle for us to protect Ryan Tannehill's blindside. So, and we handled that pretty well, I thought. So I just want to get your thoughts on that and just want to hear what you have to say. And tighten up. Let's go.
I appreciate the call, Carl. Thank you. 615-737-1045. So Trey Hendrickson, the stud edge rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals. You saw the ESPN report from Bengals reporter Ben Baby that he is going to be cleared and ready to go for Saturday's game. He's their biggest free agent signing. He leads their team in pressures this year by a substantial amount. He's been great against the run as well. He's really changed a lot about that Bengals defense. But to your point, Carl, I mean, every NFL team, not every NFL team has one of these guys, but, I mean, there's two Boses. You've seen one of them. You are going to play Trey Hendrickson this upcoming weekend. There are stud defenders all over the NFL. There's always a guy who you're going to have to account for in some form or fashion when you're game planning on offense week to week. And so, you know, you bring up the 49ers game, and you bring up Raidens, and listen, what he did was impressive, especially given the fact that we don't know how much they trust him because of his inability to earn snaps over an offensive line, particularly at right tackle and David Questenberry, where they haven't been that great. They've been much better in the last month of the season, but they haven't been that great. So the Raidens thing, and I didn't think he played all that well against the 49ers on Thursday Night Football. What I thought they did well around him, Carl, was I thought Todd Downing had a great protection plan in place to give Dylan Raidens adequate help and make sure that Ryan Tannehill could stay upright. Again, credit to Dylan Raidens. It's a tough spot for him to have to step in because the first string left tackle in Taylor Lewan was unavailable on the COVID list. Kendall Lamb was ruled out, you know, a couple of hours before that game. They had to make a decision to play Dylan Raidens basically on no notice. And he did what he could, but I thought the offensive coordinator's protection plan, I thought that was well executed as well. Let's go to Jason in Chattanooga who wants to weigh in on Derrick Henry. What's up, Jason?
Well, what started out with 3HL yesterday was the music for the team fans at the stadium, like Pittsburgh has Renegade.
Okay, now, yeah, Brent Doherty just tweeted me that they were trying to find a Nissan Stadium song because everybody knows the Steelers in the fourth quarter. They play Renegade, place goes crazy, terrible towels swinging around. Nashville doesn't really have that, which is crazy because we're Music City.
Back to Van Halen's Winner Takes All. Or it's the obvious with Derrick Henry's intro music, Hail to the King by Avenged Sevenfold. Okay. And Buck, you will like that one.
Okay. So, yeah, Lucas, do you think I'm going to – I know Avenged Sevenfold, and I would say that you may have a different understanding of my musical taste.
I don't know if that one's up your alley, but it could work.
Well, listen, Lucas has basically been taking requests all day long for people's suggestions. The rock scene, the metal scene, not really my scene, but I get why it gets people going, especially when you're getting ready to watch people get into a car wreck on every play for basically 3.5 hours. I get that. There's some adrenaline there that you associate with heavy rock music and heavy metal music. I get that. Maybe not for me. Randy in Cumberland is next. Cumberland Furnix is next on 104.5 The Zone. Maybe not. We got Jeff in Franklin.
No, hey, Buck.
Yeah. Oh, we got Randy?
Hey, yeah, this is me, man. Hey,
okay.
Start embracing it. Embrace the kitty cats, man. I'm the cat daddy of Cumberland Furnace.
Ooh.
Just embrace it.
Okay.
The song needs to be something like Rough Riders Anthem, man, because it covers about 50 years worth of people. A 10-year-old up to a 60-year-old has heard that song.
We got
to listen to that. Okay?
You know, Randy, I like that. Not just because you're a fellow cat dad. I like that analysis, Randy. I respect that. Thank you for the call. All right, we got some good selections. We're going to get into it with Steve Lehman of News Channel 5 coming up next on 104.5 The Zone. And also, if you are caller number 5 right now, the number is 615-737-1045. Again, 615-737-1045. If you're caller number 5, I'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Titans host the Bengals in the divisional round this Saturday, 3:30 Central Time, the kickoff at Nissan Stadium. Courtesy of our friends at Kentucky Legend who have made this possible. 615-737-1045. If you're caller number 5, you're going to see Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans take on the Cincinnati Bengals at Nissan Stadium this Saturday. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Lucas, what are you playing for people? We've been taking suggestions for Derrick Henry's intro music at Nissan Stadium when number 22 takes the field. What are we listening to right now?
Yes, one of the most commonly suggested songs, Hail to the King of the Sevenfold.
All right, give me a little more. It doesn't fit to me. It doesn't, like, name-wise, I like it. Too slow. I need it out the gate. Oh, I just knocked the camera off. I'm banging the table too hard. I need it right out the gate. I don't need the ramp up. I don't need the long guitar riff getting me closer to Derrick Henry coming out of the tunnel. I need Derrick Henry. I need juice as soon as he hits that field. We've been taking song recommendations all day long, courtesy of 3HL. They've invaded the show with the suggestion that, or what people are suggesting that should be the new, like, fourth quarter rally song at Nissan Stadium, because they don't really have one this season. Used to be Folsom Prison Blues at Nissan, and they've since kind of, you know, mangled that a little bit in a way that it's not quite as recognizable as it used to be.
I have heard God's Gonna Cut You Down suggested, keeping it on that Johnny Cash thread. I do think that vibes with Derrick Henry.
That's a slow burn. It's a football game. There's gonna be almost 70,000 people in the house. I need it out the gate. I love Johnny Cash. You cannot give me Johnny Cash to get me up for a football game. I'm sorry. Steve Lehman of News Channel 5 going to join us here in just a minute. We've been talking about how the Bengals are going to attack the Titans all day long. 615-737-1045 is the number. Lucas, who, by the way, won our Bengals-Titans playoff tickets? Who is going to see the divisional round at Nissan Stadium, courtesy of Kentucky Legend?
Brett Meeker out of Spring Hill is headed to the game on Saturday. So congrats, okay. Brett. Appreciate you listening.
Congratulations to Brett Meeker. And we are looking forward to seeing everybody at Nissan Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Steve Lehman of News Channel 5 joins us now on 104.5 The Zone. Steve, what's up, my guy?
Buck, how you doing?
Man, we're doing good. We're just hanging out. We're getting people ready for this football game. We're out there pregame before every game, Steve, and we know what the pregame environment is like. I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot by asking what you think the song Derrick Henry should come out to at Nissan Stadium on Saturday, what Steve Lehman would want to hear to get the crowd going. I don't know if this is me trying to stall enough for enough time for you to come up with a song. What would Steve Lehman suggest?
So I've had about 42 seconds to think about this. Since
I'm a pro, Steve.
Here.
I got you for 42 seconds. That's about it.
But, the thing that keeps coming to my mind is Exit Light, Enter Night for the Bengals. And so maybe you go straight Metallica, Enter Sandman, Enter the King, right out of the gate. Kind of get people going that way.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Again, it takes a long time to warm up Enter Sandman. That's been my only contention. Steve, what do you like about this matchup?
Start it wherever you want to go. You can pick it here, Buck.
So this is me with the control of the aux cord. I get to choose where the song starts.
That's exactly right.
I don't dispute this. What do you like about this matchup for Tennessee, Steve?
I like the fact that I think the Titans have proven they can run the football against just about anybody at this point, and I don't think the Bengals are particularly good at stopping the run. And I think whether it's Derrick Henry coming back and looking like the guy he was at the beginning of the season, or it's more of a committee approach, I think the Titans are going to be able to run the football on Saturday afternoon against Cincinnati. And if they can do that and control possession in the game, which they've done just about as well as anybody in the league this year, that goes a long ways to keeping Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase at bay. Sometimes the best defense is an offense that can keep it away. And so if the Titans can run the ball effectively and then get points at the end of those drives, I think that puts them in a very good position against this Bengals offense on Saturday.
Bengals defense giving up an average of 4.3 yards per carry to opposing offenses on the ground this year, something to keep in mind. And again, as we've talked about, Trey Hendrickson is expected and will play, according to Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. Larry Ogunjobi is obviously out on injured reserve. They've got a pretty stout defense there in Cincinnati, but has gone through some attrition and, you know, the detriments of playing in the wild card round. Steve, this city's been waiting for an environment like this for a long time as far as football is concerned. We've had the NFL draft. We've killed the Stanley Cup final series here in Nashville. We've had so many great events that Nashville knows how to throw a party for better than, I would argue, almost any other city in the country. You were down on Broadway earlier this week. I know News Channel 5 had the Titans basically pep rally at Redneck Riviera. What was the atmosphere like?
It was amazing, considering it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. People got off of work and put on their Titan gear to come down there and hang out to put together a music video and tighten up and get ready for the weekend. And I think you're going to see more and more of that. I mean, I know the Titans are having their official pep rally tomorrow night. I imagine that's going to be a fired up atmosphere there at 6th and Peabody. And of course the game on Saturday. And you're right. I mean, when you think about it, Buck, this is only the 6th home playoff game the Titans have ever had.
Right.
And it's going to be the first one in basically 13 years that will be full capacity. They had a home playoff game last year, but of course, because of COVID, you only had about 14,000 people there inside Nissan Stadium. So as much as it was a playoff game, it really didn't feel like the 2019 run did in the stadiums that we went to on the road. You're going to get that atmosphere Saturday at Nissan Stadium, and I think that's something to look forward to, because it's been a long time since Titans fans could truly come together, rally around each other, and be excited in that way about a football game, and now they have a chance. We'll see if the Titans can take advantage of the bye and finally that home field advantage and set themselves up for the AFC Championship game.
Steve Lehman, sports anchor at News Channel 5, is here with us on 104.5 The Zone. We're talking about the Titans and the Bengals in the divisional round at Nissan Stadium on Saturday. At Steve Lehman is where you can follow him, and you can also hear him on the broadcast of Belmont men's basketball game. Steve kills it with the Belmont gig. Congratulations. Steve, we haven't talked about the basketball thing. It's probably not the place and time to do it, but it's been really cool to hear you crush it on those calls. With Derrick Henry speaking to the media yesterday, one, we've never spoken to a player who's still technically on injured reserve. It's about as good an indication that Derrick Henry is going to go on Saturday, other than Mike Vrabel begrudgingly telling us that Derrick Henry is going to go on Saturday. When I listened to him talk, Steve, it sounded to me like this is the first time in a season, high school, college, professionals. Derrick Henry's been playing football since he's 5 years old. He's always been bigger, faster, and stronger than everybody. This feels like the first time in a season where Derrick Henry has legitimately had to overcome adversity.
I don't know if it's that, Buck, because if you remember a few years ago, we were talking about, is Derrick Henry done as a Titan? You know, like, is his NFL career maybe done before it's over, because this guy hasn't figured it out at the NFL level yet?
He's on the trading block.
That's hard to believe now because of how great he's been since that moment. But he needed that pep talk from Eddie George in the middle of his second season to ever really get going. And since that point, he's been the best running back in the league, no question about it. But this is a different type of adversity, because you're right. He has always been the biggest, fastest, strongest guy on the field. The only pain he's accustomed to is the pain that he's accustomed to doling out on opposing defenses and defenders. And to have this situation after a game, by the way, that he finished and ran for over 100 yards against the Colts, to be told the next morning that you're done probably for the season, I think was something that he's never had to experience before in his life, athletically or personally. And to go through this period, I mean, we heard him talk for the first time since October 28th yesterday, but he hasn't posted to social media. He hasn't done anything. Yeah. He literally put his head down and went to rehab and went to work and I think realized how much he missed the game that he's loved ever since he was 5 years old. And so I expect, we don't know exactly where he'll be physically. I don't expect him to be 100%, but right. I expect a motivated and hungry Derrick Henry the first time he touches the ball.
Scary thing if you're a Cincinnati Bengals defender. That's not exactly what you want to hear. Steve Lehman here with us breaking down the Titans and the Bengals. Live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill on 104.5 The Zone. When I look, what do you make of Joe Burrow this year, Steve? Because Lucas and I had a bit of an argument earlier talking about, you know, has he been MVP caliber at the quarterback position this year? I thought it was completely ridiculous given where he is in his career. I think it's an overstatement, even though I think he's been a stud. When you look at Joe Burrow, what do you see?
Well, he's not an MVP yet at this point of his career, but he is, Buck, I think, a guy that you have to now put in the upper echelon of quarterbacks. And when we were at that game last year in Cincinnati, it was a one-win Bengals team against a Titans team that was 5-1 and had no business being on the field with that Tennessee team. But Joe Burrow led him to victory that day and looked like an absolute stud given the garbage that was around him, frankly, in terms of that roster at the time. And I remembered watching the game thinking, if this guy ever gets some talent around him, this Bengals team is going to be pretty good. And I'm surprised it's happened as quickly as it's done. I know he's not. He said the other day he actually expected to be in this position last year as a rookie, but they've improved that offensive line just a little bit. Mixon's been good in the backfield, and obviously you add Jamar Chase to Higgins and Boyd, and now all of a sudden you got a trio of wide receivers who can really produce. The Chase dynamic, the fact they go back to LSU and get along together so well, they consider each other brothers at this point, Jamar Chase said, that certainly has added an explosive dynamic to their passing game. And this season, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah, he has been phenomenal.
Top quarterbacks in the league.
In fact, Lucas, can we hear Mike Vrabel talk about about watching back that 2020 Titans and Bengals game? Mike, I thought, gave some pretty good analysis when he spoke to us, Steve, on Tuesday. This was the Titans head coach talking about, you know, going back and watching some of the film, or at least watching some of Joe Burrow to try and get ready for this week's opponent.
Oh, God. There's enough to make you puke. I mean, we could watch it, but it wasn't very good. I mean, we just, you know, we have to be better in all three phases. And but I think you look at it. I mean, you have to watch. Conceptually, I think it's, you know, there's some similarities, you know, things that we'll have to do much, much better.
Mike Vrabel talking about the last time the Titans played the Cincinnati Bengals, where they lost to, at the time, a one-win Bengals team. Steve, that Monday they got rid of Vic Beasley. They got rid of Jonathan Joseph. It was as close to a Black Monday as the Titans had in season. And just how far this defense has come under Shane Bowen and Mike Vrabel with the way that they changed the personnel. How much credit do we need to be giving Shane Bowen after the season has concluded and to see the leaps and bounds that they've made?
I mean, both Bowen and Vrabel, I think, have to get a ton of credit, because sitting there that day, I wanted to lose my lunch too, watching
so bad
the Titans
on third down
defense. And you're right, they had all those guys that they let go the next day, and ever since then, the defense has gotten progressively better. But specifically this year, the pass rush is much better. I think Denico Autry is the most underrated addition the Titans have had in a long time, and he stepped in right in week one and made a huge impact with Jeff Simmons up front. Now you get Bud Dupree healthy at the end of the year. That helps your pass rush out. The linebackers have been better no matter who's been on the field, and I think Zach Cunningham is a miraculous late-season pickup considering he led the league in tackles last year. And then the back end has been solidified with the addition of Jackrabbit Jenkins and then Christian Fulton being healthy this year and obviously Kevin Byard playing like an all-pro. It is a much better defense. They communicate much better. I think they understand exactly what Mike Vrabel and Shane Bowen want them to do. And they've gone, the numbers are amazing. 28th in the league last year, top 12 this year, top 6 in scoring defense, and number 2 against the run. And if they can slow Mixon down, and make the Bengals truly one-dimensional on Saturday, obviously that will go a long way to letting them pin the ears back and get after Joe Burrow. He's been sacked 55 times this year, and hopefully it will allow the back end to try to make some plays as well.
Steve, we had this conversation earlier in the week about which individual player. I understand that individual players can't outright win a game by themselves, or at least it's very, very difficult to in the NFL. But when you kind of look at, you know, Derrick Henry's imminent return, when you look at the Julio Jones experiment and how much of that is going to be judged based off of how this postseason goes, Ryan Tannehill, which player do you kind of look at and say, this individual is under the most pressure to perform against the Bengals this Saturday?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I guess if you're going to ask me that, I'm going to say Christian Fulton against his old buddy from Metairie, Louisiana, Ja'Marr Chase, because I think he's going to get that assignment most of the day, given how much they know each other. And the thing that the Titans just can't afford to have happen is for Chase to go for like 170 yards receiving and two touchdowns in the game and the big play factor. But I actually think when I look at this game, I look at the battle of the trenches, because I think that's where the Titans are just flat out better. And so I want to think about guys like Roger Saffold and Jeff Simmons on the two sides of the ball. If those two guys play well and the Titans win up the middle on the offensive line and are able to run the ball effectively like we talked off the start of the interview, and Simmons is able to clog up the run game and impact Burrow up the middle where he's not able to step into the pocket and into his throws, the Titans win this game. So those two guys, to me, are the guys that can set the tone for the Titans in the trenches on both sides of the ball.
You want to make a game pick? You feeling froggy?
I mean, I guess I'm supposed to save that for our special tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. No. Let's tease it. Let's not give it all away here. This is completely fine. Mina Kimes gave us the goods, Steve. It's okay. If you want to hold out, that's fine.
What did she go with?
She went Titans.
Okay. Well, I do think that this Titans team is as well positioned as any to take advantage of the home field and the bye and have the first ever AFC championship game here in Nashville next week. So I'll say that. But I'll save the official prediction for Road to the Championship tomorrow night, 6:30 on News Channel 5.
Ah, look at him. He's a professional. Steve Lehman, sports anchor at News Channel 5, kind enough to give us some of his time on this Thursday. Steve, I appreciate you stopping by, and I'll see you at Nissan Stadium.
All right, sounds good, Buck. Have a good week.
Steve Lehman there with us on 104.5 The Zone. All right, last call for phone calls coming up. Apparently, we're going to try some Scoreboard Bar and Grill hot chicken and see if I can survive it on the air. I think that sounds like a fun experiment, especially since you can watch me on Zone TV, where we're broadcasting YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitter, and Twitch. That's coming up next, as well as the wrap-up on the poll questions. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Last segment here live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Excited to check out the hot chicken. They're bringing it over. Kirby Allen. Kirby apparently has done this before. He's gone full nuclear mode with the hot chicken when it basically the hottest of the hot. What is it? No, you're not doing it today. I'm not putting you through that today, Kirby. It's okay. You're going to make it. Last call for phone calls before we get out of here. 615-737-1045. That's the number. We got Kyler in Nashville who's up next. What's up, Kyler?
Hey, Buck. Hey, I was just calling in. I just wanted to throw my option there for the Derrick Henry walkout song. So I would like to suggest Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J. Right, okay. Off the rip. Just don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years.
That's right. That's it. Listen, there's again, I like when people bring not just the song selection, but the story behind it, why they want the music. I don't hate that. 615-737-1045. My thing, they've done well to like improve the atmosphere at Nissan Stadium, and it's going to be tough to match playoff football, divisional round, one of the best quarterbacks in the sport coming in to try and take your stuff. Derrick Henry's return, Julio Jones, AJ Brown, they're healthy. Get it out there, let it rip. It's going to be a really, really difficult game, I think. I think it's not going to be it's not an opponent that you can walk over. And by the way, whatever awaits you, if you make it through to the other side, because we haven't talked about God mode Josh Allen and super efficient Patrick Mahomes now that they've reined in some of his not great tendencies as far as what his efficiency was at the start of the year and how much better he's gotten and how much better he looked in that playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's made a lot of progress throughout the course of the year. So if you do make it through the division round, what awaits you on the other side, that's not going to be any kind of an easy task. But you do feel good about what you have. You do feel good about the fact that your team is as healthy as it's ever been. You feel good about the idea that Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and A.J. Brown, there's not a lot of tape out there for the Bengals to study of those guys together on the field because of the way that injuries and COVID and different kinds of things have pulled parts and pieces out of the lineup. And at this point, you're about as well equipped to handle a task like this as any team in professional football. And by the way, the Titans are different than any other team in this side of the bracket. Bills don't run the ball. I mean, they've tried to find ways to be more dedicated to running the football, but a lot of their offense depends on Josh Allen's ability to produce. Kansas City is trying to find different ways, but they're not going to hand the ball off 15 to 20 times in a game unless something has gone wrong. That's just not how they're equipped, even though their offensive line is built to do that. Cincinnati's probably the closest that you can get to a team that kind of orchestrates themselves like the Titans, but their running game is not efficient. Or really, it's not been efficient since about the midway point of the NFL season. In fact, that regular season game that they played against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Scoreboard Bar and Grill hot chicken has just arrived. It looks fantastic. I'm going to wait until I'm almost done before I try this on air to see if I can make it through the rest of the segment. Thank you very much for that. But as far as the Titans are concerned, they're constructed differently than a lot of football teams at this point. And that is going to be their greatest advantage moving forward. All right, Lucas Panziga, he's back in the studios. We're going to do the poll questions. Lucas, if I can't do the polls because of the hot chicken, how are you going to handle this? Because this is very much a fly by the seat of our pants type of situation.
I mean, I'll do the polls. I don't think you can handle hot chicken. I think you should wait for after the show. Someone in the chat says Buck looks like Sprite is too spicy for him.
You know, they're not wrong. We're going to give it a try. All right, I got the pickle. I got the hot chicken. What level of hot is this? Do we know specifically?
It is Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
Oh, God.
It sounds like a terrible idea.
Sounds delicious, but
and
not
I'm
for
sure
you.
It's going to be, but, you know, Godspeed. Here we go. All right, we're doing this on the air. Oh, Lucas, I'm not going to be able to finish the show.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be able to finish the show. It's really, really good. But, oh, yeah. Go ahead and hit the music. I'm not going
to. Joints like, hey, Scoob. Stop the count. Stop the count.
Yeah.
The polls have closed. The votes are in. It's time for a poll update, Scoop.
A poll update? Yeah.
Zoink, Scoop. Here's Buck Rising Show daily correspondent Lucas Panzica.
Lucas Panzica? Yeah.
How you doing? You good?
I'm hiccuping. You got to keep going.
How many carries should Derrick Henry get Saturday? 5, 10, 15, or run the damn ball? 76% of almost 1,000 votes say run the damn ball. 20% say 15. 4% say 10. 0% say 5.
If you're watching on Zone TV, I'm literally in tears right now, and I'm not going to be able to finish. Keep going, Lucas.
Is Joe Burrow an MVP caliber player? 65% agree with me and are correct when they say yes.
I think you're ridiculous, but, you know, we can take that up on a later date.
It's not, is he the MVP this year? Because of course he's not. Is he an MVP caliber player? And by saying no, you're saying that Joe Burrow can never win MVP.
What else?
It's just.
You don't get to laugh at me. There's plenty of people here laughing at me.
Right is now, Lucas right? drunk for thinking Joe Burrow is going to be a bleeping Hall of Famer? 64% say no.
That was a legitimate quote. Lucas got on the phone this morning and told me that Joe Burrow is going to be a bleeping Hall of Famer, except he didn't bleep himself. Much like I'm trying to keep myself from saying something not FCC safe because of the Hiroshima hot chicken here at Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Do you know how tough that sentence was?
It sounds delicious. You know how jealous I am? I have like a prosciutto sandwich here next to me that isn't going to be close to as good as Hiroshima hot chicken.
Oh, don't worry. I'm bringing this stuff home for you, bud.
Oh, good. What was the bigger talking point out of Titans practice yesterday? Henry speaking to media, or Buck's Drake tracksuit. For the first time ever in the history of the Buck Rising Show, split down the middle, 50-50.
It's just not true. You're a liar. We've had 50-50 polls before. But yeah, that tracksuit, we're calling it In My Feelings Football for Drake. That received tremendous applause on social media. Not a bigger deal, though, than Derrick Henry.
What would the title of Buck's album be? David says Hard Knocks, the Buck Rising EP. I like that. George says Straight Out of Evil. I guess a nod to your hometown of Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, Straight Out of Evil would be a good one. Man, I can't get over it. We got the hiccups to stop on live radio, but my tongue is on fire right now.
I do that, too. I hiccup when I eat really spicy foods.
Oh, my God. When it first hit my mouth, it tastes fantastic.
It's so afterburn. Good. Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
I don't know what that means, but it gets the people going.
Old school? Come on. Goody says, if your album is called anything other than I Hate It Here, you fail at life.
It's true. Now, I'll tell you where I don't hate it. I love it at Scoreboard Bar and Grill. We're going to be out here doing the show tomorrow. This is where you need to be watching football. Their hot chicken is fantastic. If you're feeling a little adventurous, you can do what I did with the Hiroshima. I'm bringing this back for Lucas. We've got carryout boxes. I'm going to hope that it doesn't melt through the carryout box.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, no, it's done. I got to come back and drop off the Titans radio credentials anyway. So you're getting hot chicken.
Nice.
One way or another. Those are the polls?
Those are the polls.
All right. Those are the polls. We got to get out of here because I'm physically in tears. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to come back, do this tomorrow at Scoreboard Bar and Grill. We got Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio. We got Evan Washburn, who's going to be on the sidelines for CBS on the call between the Titans and the Bengals. I'll talk to you tomorrow on 104.5 The Zone.